All right, it's 5:53. We are broadcasting from the Champions Club here in Augusta, Georgia. Round one of the Masters starts in about an hour and a half. And the Hardline is going to be out there this morning. After our show is done, we're going to get our badges and we're going to head across the street to Augusta National. And it's the first time to walk the course for all of us. And I think what we're going to do is pick a group and then walk with them from 1 through 18. So we see the entire course. We see all of the legendary holes. But both of you guys should know that as soon as we enter through the pearly gates, that the holes all have a name. And I want you guys to have learned these names by the time the round is underway. In other words, we will start on number one. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Tea olive.
They don't. It's not one of these deals where they insist you use those names.
Absolutely.
It's just you insisting this.
It's all of us insisting.
What?
So number one is tea olive, not number one. Number two is pink dogwood. Mm-hmm. Number three is flowering peach.
Flowering peach.
Mm-hmm. Number four is flowering crabapple.
I was laying four on flowering crabapple.
Tell me how southern all of these are. Number five, magnolia.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, juniper.
Yeah.
Number seven, pampas. Eight,
pampas.
Yellow jasmine. And nine, Carolina cherry.
Then I'll have a Carolina cherry, please.
All right, Giorgio, reel them back off.
Carolina cherry.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just fall silent until the teacher moves
juniper
on to
someone else. Juniper and a few others, yeah.
All right, we should at the very least know the three names for the Amen corner holes, 11, 12, and 13.
Is one of them azalea?
Yeah.
Yep. 13 is azalea.
Yeah.
Mockingbird?
No.
Chinchbug?
Jim?
11 is white dogwood. 12 is golden bell. I don't think I've ever heard that.
No, it doesn't sound familiar.
The golden bear?
Golden bell. You know when they do the flyover on CBS? The animated flyover.
Yeah.
Sometimes I guess it's a real shot from a helicopter.
Although, a drone, probably, Craig.
Maybe a drone. Yeah, they wouldn't let a helicopter because it would tear down the trees and the flowers would be sent everywhere.
How distracting that would be.
Well, I mean, they do it like before the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You
know, no one's on the course when they do it.
The Monday before.
But still, pine trees are easy to knock over.
But you hear Jim Nantz always say, all right, let's take a look at seven and pampas. You know, but I've never heard him say, let's take a look at 11 and white dogwood.
No, that doesn't sound familiar.
You try to steer away from the white thing.
18 is holly. The other holes on the back, nandina, redbud, firethorn, Chinese fir, and camellia.
Dang.
Man.
So when we're walking around today, I don't want to hear you guys say, hey, let's cut over to 15. I want to hear you say, let's cut over to Firethorn.
I'll have to bring a cheat sheet so I can talk to you off the air.
Back in 1940, the course measured 6,800 yards, and they have lengthened it over the years to its present 7,400.
That sets up so well for me.
Does it?
Yeah.
Perfect for my game.
20 years ago, if we were told, yeah, this course is 7,400, talking about any course, we'd put, wow, what a monster.
Boy, it's so long.
Now it's like, okay, that's about average.
Yeah.
How did Amen Corner get its name?
You say your prayer is going in.
Well, I know, but I'm like, when did that come about?
That's a good one.
Did that come from some player making that comment afterwards?
I want to say it came from a writer.
Yes, Herbert Warren Wind.
Is that
like an old president?
He's a former writer for The New Yorker.
Like 30s?
No.
60s?
No, the 60s.
Do you remember the publication or the phrasing or how it came about?
I believe he was writing for The New Yorker at the time. I'm not really sure of the story of it.
Here we go. How Amen Corner got its name.
Herbert Walker Wind III.
Warren Wind.
Amen Corner. So it's, you say your prayer going in, and then it's in a corner? Why is it a corner?
Well, it kind of goes in a, it makes a corner.
Makes,
I mean,
it's triangle.
Almost like a triangle kind of thing, yeah.
Craig has gotten super secret information from the PR director here at the Masters.
Yeah, Fernando's correct. Herbert Warren Wind, Sports Illustrated article, 1958 is when it was first coined.
Boy, he should have patented that like somebody did with three-peat.
Boy, he should have. Wind was searching for an appropriate name for the location where the critical action had taken place that year.
Who won that year?
Byron.
58? I think it was Arnie, actually.
Oh, yeah, that was
a, 58
yeah.
Okay, be a
yeah.
little late
yeah,
for Byron,
yeah, yeah,
wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
yeah, 58 Arnie won. And he made his move in Amen Corner.
How many Masters did Arnie win?
Four. We're going to talk about Arnie coming up at 7:40 because his presence looms as large as Jack, as large as Tiger, maybe in some ways even larger than the great Bobby Jones who created this place. And he's here again this morning, and we're going to try to get him on our show. All right.
Try.
Coming up next, what they had for dinner.
And 96.7 FM, The Ticket. KTCK AM, Dallas, Fort Worth. KTCK FM, Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.
Donovan Miller.